Hello?
John, I got it.
Got what, Daddy?
That trout rod. The $50 rod.
Where'd you get the money?
It was easy. I borrowed the $50 from a loan company. I got a whole year to pay, and I put up my house for collateral.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain, Daddy. When are you going fishing?
I'm leaving first thing in the morning. My stuff is all packed. I just have to go out for some extra hooks. I'm calling you from the sports shop.
Oh, make sure you have everything you need. And happy fishing, Daddy.
Thanks. Well, so long, John. I'm dashing home for a final checkup on my camping equipment.
Goodbye, Daddy. Something tells me he'll never get to use that rod.
Hey, Snooks, help me get your old man's tent up.
Wait, Red. Don't you think we'd better untie ropes, Pierre, first?
Untie him? No, he only gets in the way. But you can take that sponge out of his mouth if you like.
He'll only holler if I do.
Well, leave him alone. Are you going to help me with this tent or not?
Well, let's eat the bacon first. It's all fried.
No, I ain't hungry. Them four cans of beans is enough for me.
You want some more of those salmon eggs?
No. They don't taste good. I wonder what he packed them in for.
Daddy always takes them when he goes fishing.
Mm. Your daddy's a little goofy, ain't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, stick your head under this tent and hold it up while I push that stick under it.
That is no fishing rod.
What of it?
I suppose it breaks.
Then we'll glue it. Come on now, help me. Boy, this is a heavy tent.
Hurry up, Red. Push the rod under.
Okay, I got it. All right, you can come out. See how nice it stands up?
Mm-hmm. Where'd you put the glue, Red?
I pasted ropes to you in the crib with it.
Can we scrape some off his back?
Wow, look at that rod. It's in six pieces.
Seven. He's a hunk that went through the top of the tent.
Smokes! Oh, Smokes!
His daddy. Holy smokes. Quick, you go down and keep him out of here. I'll try and fix the rod and bundle all the stuff up again.
All right, I'll keep him downstairs.
Smokes, where are you?
I'm coming, Daddy.
Stay there, I'm going up.
Why?
I want to show you my new trout rod.
Mm-hmm.
$50. The only one-piece trout rod ever made.
One piece?
Sure. As a rule, those rods come in sections. 3, 4, and even 5 sections. Did you ever see a rod in one piece before?
I seen one in 7 pieces.
Oh, you're thinking of that old cheap one I had. That was broken. This is different.
Is it?
Is it? It's an unbreakable rod. Come upstairs, I'll show it to you.
No, no. No, we can't go upstairs.
Oh, why not?
Because the painters are up there.
Painters?
Yeah.
Is Mummy having the upstairs painted?
Uh-huh.
Funny she didn't tell me about it.
There's a lot of things she don't tell you, Daddy.
What do you mean?
Well, she didn't tell you about Aunt Sophie, did she?
Aunt Sophie? What about it?
Well, today she was driving with Uncle Lee's car, and just as...
And what?
Oh, it's awful, Daddy.
Well, what happened? She didn't have a collision, did she?
What's a collision?
An accident when two things come together. Is that what happened?
Yeah. She had twins.
Nonsense. I'd have heard about it long ago if Aunt Sophie had twins. Come on up.
No, Daddy.
What is it?
Well, stay here, Daddy. I'll go look.
It's nothing, Daddy.
Well, what was it, Snoop?
Roxby fell off the ladder and bounced on his head.
Oh, I thought somebody was monkeying with my fishing stuff. Just tell Roxby to come down here.
He can't. He's busy.
Busy?
Yeah, he's going to be tied up for a while. I'm in the kitchen, Daddy.
No. There's something fishy going on here. Follow me upstairs.
No, but Daddy...
Follow me. I can't imagine why you'd want to keep me from going upstairs. Unless... What's that smell?
What smell?
Coming from my bedroom. It smells awful.
Well, it can't be me, because I'm out here. Maybe Rope.
No, no. That's burned bacon.
Oh, I forgot to turn the stove off.
What? What stove?
Huh?
Snokes! You haven't been fooling with my camping stuff, have you? Tell me you haven't.
I'll tell you I haven't, Daddy, but when you look today, you won't believe me.
Oh, I'm afraid to open the door.
Do you have to go fishing, Daddy?
Oh, that settles it. Well, courage now. Stay right with me, Snokes. Well, I opened the door. Now if I can just open my eyes.
One of us better look.
All right, I will. Snooks, everything is just as I left it.
Come on, Daddy, open your eyes.
They are open. What was that story about the painters? For a minute, I thought you'd been up to some mischief. Snooks, I misjudged you.
Yeah?
Yes. And as soon as I check my things, I'm going to give you a quarter.
Daddy, just give me a dime and don't do no checking.
There's my tent and my sleeping bag, my tackle box, my stove all packed. Where's my rod?
I'll settle for a nickel.
Where's my rod? Where's my rod? My new rod! My $50 rod!
Are you looking for your rod?
Oh, I see it.
Where'd you leave it?
Wait, I think it might have rolled under the bed. I'll look there last.
Why?
Because if it isn't there, I'll drop dead.
Look there first.
All right. Let me reach underneath. I don't feel anything.
Here it is, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, thank you. Snooks, I can't imagine why I got... You! Come out from under that bed!
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Higgins.
What were you doing under there with my fishing rod?
Don't holler at him, Daddy. He was fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah. Sure. You ought to see the one that got away. He was this...
Stop it! There's no water under my bed.
There's a spring there, ain't there?
Stop making those jokes. And you listen to me, young man. Haven't I forbidden you to enter this house?
Yes, Mr. Higgins.
Then why do I catch you here today?
He didn't have no time to sneak out.
You be quiet!
Yes, Mr. Higgins.
Answer me, Rex.
Mr. Higgins, I don't know why you don't like me. I like you.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, and he likes me, too.
Snooks, I'll thank you to stay out of this.
You're welcome, Daddy.
Mr. Higgins, I don't want to fight with you all the time. How about calling this war off?
I don't want you coming around here anymore. You always cause trouble.
Well, I only came here because I heard you was going fishing. I brought you some bait.
Oh, really? Have you got worms?
Sure. We brought some bait anyhow.
Well, maybe I've been a little too harsh with you. Oh, my rod. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. How'd you like to go fishing with me? Both of you.
Huh?
Certainly.
Good, I like
we'll have lots of fun. I'll show you how to catch trout. You'll see something happen when I make my first cast with this new rod.
I sure will.
Don't shake it like that, Daddy.
Oh, don't be silly. It's got plenty of whip. Wait till I put the fishing line on it. Now, let's see. Where's my line? I had 100 feet of line right here.
I think Ropespierre was playing with it.
Ropespierre?
Yeah.
Well, why would fishing line interest the baby?
Well, he got all wrapped up in it.
Where is he?
I don't know, but I ain't seen him for a long time.
I'm going to look in his room.
Well, me and Rex gone out.
Don't leave, either of you. I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Well, I got the stuff packed pretty good, didn't I, Snook?
Yeah. How'd you fix the rod?
I couldn't scrape no glue off Ropespierre's back.
No?
So I used chewing gum.
Got any left?
Only 3 packages. Here, you can have some.
You heathen! What have you done to my child?
You tied him up, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, but you glued him in the rubber boot.
The poor baby's bound hand and foot. He's covered with glue. And there's a sponge in his mouth.
Well, he was messing around with that old dirty hat you left here.
Dirty hat?
Yeah, the one we burned up.
That's my priceless fishing hat. Why did you burn it up?
It was full of flies.
Oh, those were trout flies. They cost a fortune. Well, you're both going to pay for this dearly. Turn over.
Both of us?
Both of you. And this time, I'm going to let you have it with my rod.
You might break it, Daddy.
Then it'll be my own fault. Turn over.
Yes, Daddy. Well, hit it real hard.
Don't worry. Here I go.
Right?
No.
You go this time.
Here we go again. Oh, my unbreakable rod. In 7 pieces.
Let's call her.
Okay.
I'm a bum again.